You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Right there, brand new stuff from Slater Kinney. That was Can I Go On? That is off of their upcoming album. I think it's the fourth single so far, and I think it is my favorite of the four that have come out so far. But the rest of them have all been great, and I've played them on this program before. But yeah, Can I Go On? Slater Kinney. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 101.9 FM and around the world at CITR.ca. Bringing you great music made by women and queer folks. And very excited about the program today. It is a bit of a journey away from where we usually are in the soft folk and indie rock realm and into little things, a little darker, a little heavier, a little louder and faster. It's an all kind of punk, metal, and hard rock show today. So You'll be some screams, some thrashing guitars, some good stuff. That Slater-Kinney track that we started with is definitely the lightest fare that we will have over the next hour. But my hope for you is that you discover something new that maybe you wouldn't be listening to otherwise. That was definitely how I felt putting together the program today. And it was actually really a lot of fun. Inspired actually by a show I went to last week that a friend of mine, his band was playing in, and he had suggested I come to this show. And the headliners were Rough Spells out of Toronto, and they are a witch metal, womb metal band. It was very kind of fast and ominous and all sorts of good stuff. And I really, really, really enjoyed them way more than I was expecting to. Like, I went out to go support my friend, and I came away with a new appreciation for metal that I'd kind of been putting aside for a while. So kind of built today's program kind of around some of the new discoveries I've made in the 5 or 6 days since then. And we're actually start off with a track from Rough Spells out of Toronto again. They're really great. This is off of their 2018 album, Modern Kicks for the Solitary Witch. Very good. Very metal name. This is going to be, just going to give you a heads up now, Radioland. I'm not good at talking about metal and whatnot because I'm not a very punk rock metal person in real life. I'm very soft around the edges, both physically and emotionally. So I'm going to be like, yeah, this rocks. As try as I may to be metal, I'm not quite. But this is a good song. It is a lot of fun to listen to, and hopefully you enjoy it as much as I do. It reminds me a lot, again, this isn't very metal of me, but it reminds me a lot of the Hex Girls from Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. It's like if the Hex Girls grew up and became lesbians, which, honestly, very like predictable trajectory for them, if you ask me. So that's my take on Rough Spells, is if the Hex Girls grew up and became lesbians. And this is their track, Modern Kicks for the Solitary Witch, off of the album of the same name, here on CITR. We'll be right back.
Welcome to UBC Theater and Film's 2019-2020 season, a season subscription filled with passion and power. The shows this year are Beckett 19, or Some Such Semblance, by Samuel Beckett, directed by Gerald Vanderwood.
Timothy Finley's The Wars, adapted by Dennis Garnham, directed by Lois Anderson.
The Changeling, by Thomas Middleton and William Rowley, directed by Luciana Silvestre Fernandez.
Old Stock, a refugee love story, created by Hannah Moscovich, Christian Berry, and Ben Kaplan. A Push Festival co-production.
And finally, Revolt She Said, Revolt Again by Alice Birch, directed by Sloane Thompson.
Advantages to subscribing? You enjoy the Push International Performing Arts Festival show at a considerable discount. You get Naked Cinema for free, half price, prepaid parking, consistent and cheaper seats. Consider booking for opening nights and join us for the reception.
For more information and to subscribe, visit us at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
That right there, a little bit of Hagface, the track Baby Doomers off of their 2015 album R.I.P. Before that, we heard a long one but a spooky one, The Church by the Sea from Dead Witches off of their album The Final Exorcism. And kicking off the set, Modern Kicks for the Solitary Witch off of the album of the same name from Toronto-based witch metal group Rough Spells. And yeah, you're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We are hanging out, listening to some heavier stuff today, punk metal and rock and roll. And it's fun. It's a nice change of pace. You know, I play a lot of soft, sad gay music on here, and I feel like every couple months it's time to just like twist about face and say, you know what? We can thrash a little bit too, work up a sweat, especially on a day as hot as this. It was supposed to reach 34 degrees Celsius in Vancouver today, which frankly is too hot, if you ask me. Anything above 30 degrees should not be a thing, frankly. I'm not a fan of it. I have been indoors in air conditioning this entire time, and I plan to stay that way for the rest of this day. But if you are outside, make sure to drink lots of water, stay hydrated, take care of yourself, put sunscreen on, all of that. I went to the Vancouver Pride Parade this Sunday, of course, because I am a local gay, and it was hot, and I have a fairly fresh tattoo on my arm, and I was sunscreened every half hour. It was obscene. Drank a bunch of water, and even still, I was like sun exhausted and had to go home and have a nice air conditioned nap before going out on the town in the evening. But no sunburns for me, so I guess I did something right. One tiny little spot of sunburn on my neck that I missed with the sunscreen. I do regret that, but besides that, feeling pretty proud of myself for being sun aware this past week. So do be sun aware wherever you are. If you're heading out to the beach, if you're walking, even if you're walking to the bus, I have like a 10-minute walk to get to the bus from my house, and I've like sunburnt myself in that time. So do take care of yourself. Be sun aware. Nothing is worth you giving up your skin health. So that's your parent's PSA from your local mom, Melwoods, here on this Tuesday evening. But yeah, let's get back to the tunes. There's lots of good music to come. Next up, we're going to be listening to one of the first songs I actually ever played on the radio way back. Gosh, coming up on like two years and a month ago was when I first started doing radio, June 2017. And the show I hosted back in Calgary on CJSW 90.9 FM there, shout out to them, was a much heavier show than what this program is. A lot more punk, a lot more rock, a lot more metal. And so I played a lot heavier stuff. It was an overnight program, late night radio, if you will. And yeah, I played a lot from this band, which is another Toronto-based group, I believe. And the version of this track that I'm going to play for you is the Spotify Live from South by Southwest version. I played the original on the radio before, but figured I'd mix it up a little bit. But it is a very good song. I quite enjoy it, and I hope that you will too. So yeah, it comes from Dilly Dally, and it is Purple Rage, as performed live at South by Southwest. So enjoy that one and keep it locked here on CITR.
Down in their shoes.
That right there, I Hate Sex, with the track I Hate Sports off of their album Circle Thinking. That one's from 2015. Before that, we heard a classic from a classic Canadian fave of mine, Metric, off of their 2005 album Live It Out. That track was called Patriarch on a Vespa. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Dilly Dally from their Live at South by Southwest session, and that was Purple Rage. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We are hanging out with some harder stuff today. Punk, rock and roll, metal, all sorts of things like that. And it's fun. It's I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. I hope Pride treated you well, Radioland. It definitely treated me well. I think I was saying this on the program last week that this was kind of my first like proper Vancouver Pride for sure. I remember coming out to Vancouver with my family, gosh, when I was a teenager, and I remember being here during Pride, and that was when I was well deep in the closet, and I remember going to the Old Navy on Robson Street and getting a t-shirt that said, "Love is love with a rainbow," because I was such a good ally, and yeah, I just had that thought when I was watching the parade on Sunday when I was out at a few different shows, that I was like, Time is a really interesting thing. The wheels turn and we find ourselves in the same place and yet so different. And yeah, it was a really magical Pride weekend. I had the chance to go to a bunch of different shows. Saw the Pride at Redgate show that our program director, Madeline, and a few other great folks helped organize. And that was fantastic on Sunday night. Made it out to Commercial Drag last weekend for a Shrek-themed drag show. Went to the Dyke March on the Drive, which was a delight. It was really, yeah, it was a very good week to be gay, if you ask me. Now I'm kind of recovering. I spent all day yesterday, because I had the day off of work, binge-watching the new season of Orange is the New Black in bed, because sometimes you need a reset after the intensity that is Pride and all of that. So I hope you are taking care of yourself in whatever ways that you need to, Radioland. And maybe that way is listening to some more heavy, great, hard music with me, because that's what we're going to be doing next up. We're going to be listening to one of my absolute favorite bands, my loves, my dreams, my heart, from my hometown in Calgary, the Shiverettes, of course. This is off of their new album, Real Shrill Bitches, and the track we're going to listen to, I don't think I've played here on the program yet, and it is called Abort. So enjoy that one, and we'll be back in a bit.
Mother of the sun, halting all my
Right there, we heard All American Girl from Addicted off of their album from 2011 that was Dismantle. Before that, we heard from the Voodoo Queens, a classic from 1994 off their album Chocolate Revenge, the track I'm Not Bitter, I Just Want to Kill You. Big mood, if you're asking me. And kicking off the set, Calgary Pals, the Chevrettes with Abort off of their new album, Real Shrill Bitches. That one came out in June, I believe, and is a delight. Chevrettes, of course, one of the most played groups on this program because I just love them so much. And they're such nice people, too. That is the best part about them. Their lead singer, Haley Muir, is the music director over at CHSW in Calgary. So community radio friendship, community radio pals abound here on the airwaves. But yeah, Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program. Still got about 12 minutes left, and we're going to jam-pack it with a few more tracks. Next track we're going to listen to comes from another one of those bands that I played a lot on my show when I first started out, and haven't been playing a lot lately, so might as well go back to them a little bit. This comes from 2009 off the album Gambling with God. The artist is Magenta Lane, and the track is All the Red Feelings. So we're going to listen to that one, a couple more, and we'll keep it on rolling here on Tuesday.
Killers in my house, and I'm trying to get out.
That right there, Jail with Twisted, and that was the Komoda mix off of their kind of reimagined collection of some of their classic hits. That was Jail, Brave New Waves is the album. And before that, we heard from Magenta Lane with the track All the Red Feelings off of their album Gambling with God. And Radioland, we are coming to the end of the program. It has been a swell, as always, hanging out over the airwaves here on 101.9 FM making some tunes, chilling, living our lives. It is a hot day out there, so take care of yourselves. Drink some water, stay indoors, or go outside. But if you go outside, wear that sunscreen. That is, I guess, the theme of the day, if you will, is sun advice from your pal Mel. But yeah, we got one more track left. It is a classic. We're going to go back to the 90s. This older than me, this song, but it's still great. Comes from the 1992 album Sick'em from the band 7 Year Bitch. And the track we're going to listen to is A Mood That We Can All Get Behind, which is Dead Men Don't Rape. So we're going to listen to that one. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, Radioland. I will be back here next week, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on 101.9 FM for Into the Woods. Happy Tuesday. Flex Your Head is up next.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants? What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
C
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.